The current saga being played out by Vladimir Putin, a former spy master and head of the Soviet secret police, before declaring himself executive-in-chief of the on-again, off-again Russian democracy, with its on-again, off-again presidency cum premiership, puts this ancient mossback memorialist in mind of some simple truths. It might be helpful or hurtful, but important to bear in mind nevertheless. Those who are quick to flay our president's seeming lack of illustrious leadership, and also quick to add their own ill-conceived yet easy to offer counterpoints, need to hear these. The government of Israel's founding premier, David Ben-Gurion, had his own idea of a two-state solution long before the current one. He envisioned a state with Jews and Palestinians sharing side-by-side areas. He was also a student and devotee of the now exiled Dalai Lama of Tibet. While the current Israeli government has every right to protect its existence and economic independence among its Middle Eastern neighbors, it is not a true democracy with church-state separation. Despite its continued protective alliance with Israel, the United States was unable to bring a known criminal to justice for more than 20 years. Meyer Lansky was accorded protection from extradition as an Israeli citizen, while its government refused every U.S. request for extradition. Diplomacy, justice, and truth have many variations in the diplomatic processes of nations. Those who offer advice and criticism too easily and speedily need to remember one of the most ancient and still useful, quote, "Let thy voice be more eloquent than silence, or keep silent," unquote.